What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground, and it's sort of brown, reddish brown, and it has darker. It's sort of reddish brown. That being has kind of a black stripe on it.
It's a ground squirrel.
Okay. And what's an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back, and it smells bad?
That's a skunk.
Have you ever had any run-ins with skunks? You ever had any trouble with them?
Yes, ma'am. Went to the fair over here not long ago, and we had a lady with me, you know, that was here, staying here. And we took my automobile and went over to the fair one evening, and she never noticed where she was going and had a skunk peeing over there in a place. She walked in and walked by that. I see her grab her nose and turn out, turn around to come back out, you know. I says, what's that in there? And she says, a skunk pen. I says, I don't want that.
That seems like a funny thing to have at a fair.
First time I ever saw on exhibits like that.
That's
really. Because people wants to get away from them things. They always be back out there in the woods somewhere.
They're kind of pretty, actually.
Yes, and they're pretty things.
Mm-hmm. They don't smell so pretty, though. What do you call a little creature that lives near the water? It's about as, well, they vary in size, but maybe about as big around as my fist, and it just hops along the ground.
Frogs.
Okay. And what would you call one of these things that lives on dry land, as opposed to one that lives in the water? Do you have different names?
Yes, and there's that's a toad frog on the dry land.
Okay. And what about the one in the water?
That's a bullfrog.
Okay. And what do you call a little tiny one that makes a chirping noise? I think sometimes they live up in trees, I'm not sure.
That's the little old green water frog.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Oh, them red wigglers and red mud worms, and there's two or three kinds.
And what's them? Can you think of any other kinds?
Red wiggler and a red, just call him red worm, you know, the other, I don't remember the name of him, only just a red worm.
Uh-huh. Well, now, which one is the biggest one?
Usually the, yeah, I know, rallies.
Rallies
are a great big old 6 and 8 inch long one.
Oh, gosh. Well, what color are they? Are they red?
They're red, too. You find him in the ground with the red wiggler.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how do you go about getting those things?
You can dig him up, or that rally, if you'll drive your stob in the ground down a little piece and take a brick and rub the top of it across the stob, you know, take the brick and rub across the stob, top of the stob,
mm-hmm.
just in a jar of the ground with it, there, they won't crawl out.
For goodness sake, then you just grab them and put them in your bucket.
You can put them in your bucket there.
That's
but the red wriggler, you had to dig him up to get him.
Well, how do you know where he lives?
He shows signs on top of the ground.
Uh-huh. And so you just dig where you see
him. Yes, and see the sign of him. You know that where to go and get him.
Mm-hmm.
So does the rally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's how you know where to drive the star.
Yes.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
You can see it overnight?
You can see it in the late afternoon anyway. It's an insect, and you see them in the summertime, and they flash.
Mm-hmm. That's a lightning bolt.
Right. And what do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes? You see these things in the summertime, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they vary in size, but maybe they're about that long, and they have two sets of wings, which is straight.
I forgot the name of them things, but I know what you're talking about.